This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents of Bermuda are urged by forecasters to prepare and protect life and property ahead of Hurricane Paulette. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Paulette is expected to grow into a dangerous storm as it approaches the territory Sunday. It has maximum sustained winds at 75 miles per hour, expected to intensify. It is the strongest in terms of winds of six disturbances the center is tracking in the Atlantic currently, and Gulf of Mexico as well. Tropical Storm Sally is threatening the Gulf Coast with dangerous storm surge, heavy rainfall, and strong winds. Two tropical depressions and two other disturbances were also at sea or in the Gulf. Tens of thousands of people have been displaced by wildfires in the states of Oregon, California, and Washington. Many more are living with air contamination levels at historic highs. The region's death toll has topped 30 and could increase sharply. It's an ominous harbinger of fall for the region that was the first to be hit hard by the coronavirus, and where there are cries for social justice and ringing out especially loud with protests in Portland for more than 100 days. California has borne the brunt of the death toll so far, as more than two dozen active major fires have burned thousands of square miles. A group of families, some of them sobbing, appealed for help Saturday in getting their relatives released in China. Mainland Chinese authorities detained their activist relatives last month as they tried to flee the city by boat to Taiwan. The local government's office said that 12 detainees are in what is called good physical condition. The arrests come as sweeping new national security laws imposed by Beijing in July took effect. Earlier, the Hong Kong chief executive, Carrie Lam, says the detainees have been arrested for breaking mainland law. This is VOA News. There are more than 920,000 deaths from COVID-19 globally, with more than 28.7 million infections. The United States has the highest number of deaths, followed by Brazil. India, which ranks third in global deaths and second in infections, has registered a single-day spike of more than 94,000 new confirmed cases, driving the country's overall tally to 4.75 million and growing. The health ministry on Sunday also reported more than 1,100 deaths within a 24-hour period, taking total fatalities up by more than 78,000. The ministry is seeing a high rate of recovery, though, which is attributed to India's COVID-19 recovery pace, to aggressive testing and prompt surveillance. But experts say that India needs to test more due to its huge population. It's climbed to the second worst hit country behind the United States. India's parliament is expected to resume work on Monday with strict physical distancing. Parliament adjourned in March just before a nationwide lockdown was announced to contain the pandemic. Domestic air travel in Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the global coronavirus outbreak, has returned to pre-pandemic levels. The virus was first detected in Wuhan late last year, and the city underwent a draconian 76-day lockdown at its hospitals, or as its hospitals struggled to deal with a tidal wave of cases that required the rapid reconstruction of field hospitals to handle the overflow. Since reopening in early April, numbers of domestic flights serving the city, as well as the number of passengers, had recovered. Coronavirus infections in the Dakotas are growing faster than anywhere else in the United States, fueling impassioned debates over mask and personal freedom after months in which the two states avoided the worst of the pandemic. The argument over a mask raged this week in Brookings, South Dakota, for example, as the city council considered requiring face coverings in businesses. The city was forced to move its meeting to a local arena. That was to accommodate the intense interest, with many of the citizens there speaking against wearing any face coverings before the mask requirement ultimately passed. Amid the brute force for the pandemic, health experts warned that the infections must be contained before healthcare systems are overwhelmed yet again. In Israel, police detained several protesters late Saturday after thousands gathered outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's official residence to demand his resignation. He's on trial for corruption, but he's ruled out resigning during the proceedings. He's also facing increased criticism for how he's handled the coronavirus pandemic. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.